Good morning, Marika. We're going to talk today about how you became a remote worker at Ucoln after the birth of your third child. Can you describe the pros and cons of working from home and how it compares to being physically in the Ucoln office?
Hi Shirley, thanks very much for inviting me to talk. Yes, I became a remote worker after my third child was born, mainly because of the work-life balance really. It was just very difficult for me to take my other children to school and to get to work in time. I think there are lots of benefits for an employee working from home. For example, just general flexibility. I can work slightly different hours. If I need to accommodate the children, I can take some time off and make it up in the evenings. I can also work on the go a lot more now that I've got my children set up for remote working. And I also think I'm a lot more productive being here at home. I get a lot more done because I'm only part-time. And in those days, I actually get a lot more done. I don't have a lot of distractions going on. And I think I'm very, very productive. For an organisation, there's lots of benefits as well. I think one of the main ones is sort of just general loyalty and reduced absenteeism, really. People who work from home tend to be happier, they tend to stay with their job. There's also an ability to recruit from anywhere. So if you have a fantastic person for the job, but they happen to work at the other end of the country, it still means that they can do that job for you, which is a great opportunity for employers. And there's also this whole idea of reduction of overheads. This is something that people are starting to do more, having to cut space usage and move people off-site. And obviously having someone working from home doesn't cost an organisation as much as having a desk space for them within an office. On top of all that, of course, there's the environmental reasons why. I'm really into environmental causes, and it's rung home with me that I didn't have to drive into Bath anymore. I didn't have to get caught up in the traffic chaos that's there, and that I can, just not walk around the block and come into my own home and not have to use a car. Obviously, there are still disadvantages from working from home, or more, I should say, really challenges from working from home. Of course, there's the loss of face-to-face contact, which can be quite difficult initially to deal with. And that kind of connection and collaboration with your team. I think these are things you really need to work at. There's obviously also a few challenges to working from home. There's the loss of face-to-face contact, so you don't get to see your colleagues as much. There's that kind of lack of collaboration with the team on a face-to-face level. So other people might think that because you're working from home, you're not actually doing what you're supposed to be doing. This is particularly sort of amongst the management. I think there's some issues with middle management and managing a remote working team because they like to sort of see people actually physically working. On top of that, there's maybe issues sometimes with morale. Working from home, it can be quite a lonely business, really. You're sort of sat there's no one to chat with, and you know, you need just to have a little joke or a little banter with someone. That can be quite tricky.
I believe you have become the champion of remote workers at Ucoln. What have been your main aims, hearing what you've just outlined for us?
I suppose my main aim as a remote worker champion is to really sort of help the Ucoln remote workers feel integrated into the Ucoln culture, just as much as really the on-site workers. I just wanted to make their life a lot easier. I think there's this idea of sort of a workplace being almost like a pond, and you know, people within the pond get involved in certain communication, and people outside the pond don't. So there's that feeling that I wanted to pull everybody in, not into the pond, but you know, just sort of pull them in and make sure that they felt supported and included.
That sounds very interesting, Marika. What more do you think can be done by Ucoln to support remote workers?
Well, technology is changing all the time. So, I mean, there's lots more sort of things that we could do possibly with different types of technology. And remote working is becoming more prevalent in different places. So there's lots more to learn as well. I think from my perspective, I want to find out more about certain technologies, for example, video conferencing, which is something that we don't use a lot at Ucoln. So they're providing some more information for Ucoln colleagues if they want to look into those areas.
Great, that sounds very good. And there's obviously a good plan and scheme ahead between remote workers and Ucoln to move this along. I'd like to now move on to your blog, which is called Ramblings of a Remote Worker, which I believe has become very successful and has led to some invitations to speak. Could you give us a little bit more on this?
Yes, well, my team leader suggested I start writing a blog quite a long time ago, and I was really just looking for a focus for it. And being a remote worker and sort of taking on the remote worker champion role, this seemed a great thing to focus it on. So I've just shared my experiences and other people's experiences on there. And I was invited to talk at an event organised by the Public Sector Forums held in Edgbaston Cricket Ground on flexible working. And this was really an event for local authority managers, so slightly different community from which I'm used to working with. And I mean, it's quite interesting because in the councils, there's a lot of stuff going on. They're actually rationalising office space. So they're closing down lots of smaller council buildings and centralising resources in newer, specially built buildings. So this is meaning that, that there's lots of offices where, for example, for every maybe 10 desks, there's 20 people. So there's a lot more people being encouraged to work remotely. When I say encouraged, they are being told to work remotely. So it's not even the choice isn't actually coming from them. So a lot of the talks at the event were case studies of how councils had made the move from this old style of working to a kind of newer, more smart way of working. So they were talking about those type of things, but I tried to bring in much more the sort of user focus, so the actual remote worker focus. I've got the feeling that there's this tendency by local authorities to sort of be looking at the immediate task of moving to a new office building, but that actually supporting and managing a remote team is kind of lower down their priority list. So, you know, this might actually become a problem for them later down the line if they end up with a lot of people who are quite disillusioned and end up sort of leaving the council. So I was trying to sort of talk about ways of supporting them. So I was talking about things like communications tools and collaborative tools and virtual meetings and mobile devices and technical support and those type of things, really. And also policies, which I think are very important in this area, and sort of this idea of the support framework as well.
Thank you very much. Are you also scheduled to facilitate a workshop in the near future?
Yes, I'm facilitating a workshop for the USISA symposium, which is again on remote working. So this is much more for IT services people and how they would actually support remote workers. And I can't quite remember the title of the whole event, but they're looking very much more at sort of the way you work rather than what it is you do. So, I think remote working ties in very nicely with that.
I do also think you have written some articles about remote working. Could you give us a little bit more background on this?
I've written 3 articles for Ariadne Web Magazine now on remote working, and these are sort of a group of 3. And the first one was really sort of called A Desk Too Far, The Case for Remote Working. So it's looking very much at the pros and cons of working offsite. And the second one was called Staying Connected, Technology Supporting Remote Workers. So this is much more sort of focusing in on the actual technologies that you could use. And the last one was just recently been published, A Support Framework for Remote Workers. So this is sort of a case study of what we're actually doing here at UConn and just sort of suggesting ways other people can take this forward. And I hope to write more articles in the future.